the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
It's a WEOL morning show. And joining us now, the mayor of Elyria, Holly Brinda. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Good morning. Appreciate you
coming in this morning. I knew I had to get her in this morning because we got a release yesterday afternoon that hit, and it's titled Elyria's Summer Like No Other. That's kind of a bold statement, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're excited. You know, Elyria is a caring community, and it's rallied again to make a great summer for our residents. So it started with putting together our, for the third year in a row, our Reach and Rise Discovery Camps with our many community partners. And we'll be, again, offering 11 summer camps free of charge to 850 children in our community, ranging in age from 6 to 17. And that registration was last weekend, and actually it's been ongoing around the city through the schools and some of the nonprofits and our faith-based community. And I think we've got enrollment almost full with the exception of three camps. So if you're looking for something for your child to do that's a healthy alternative, we've probably got something to offer. There's art, music, there's STEM camps where we emphasize science, technology, some engineering and math, and we recruit teachers in training and other adults who have experience working with kids. And it's got, the camps have gotten some rave reviews. They're held at our recreational centers and off-site. There's a lot of field trips, and so they each last a week. Each child has the ability to sign up for up to two camps, and they've worked out really well. So I would like to mention, too, that our corporate community has been very instrumental in sponsoring the camps. And I know we're going to be talking a lot about fireworks this morning, but we'd be remiss if we didn't mention some of the organizations that have been involved in putting our camps together. I'd like to offer a special thanks to BASF. That's our manufacturing organization on Broad Street. And if people don't know, they make elements for lithium batteries, electric cars and things like that. But they're our presenting corporate sponsor for our camps this year. They donated $10,000, as they have in the past. And we've also gotten very gracious contributions from Lorain County Solid Waste Management, Republic Services, 3M Foundation, K.E. McCartney and Associates, Environmental Rate Consultants, Friends of Cascade, Elyria Charities, and a number of others. So we're very grateful for that support. And in addition to offering healthy alternatives for kids, we wanted something for everybody, too, adults and kids. And that's kind of where the fireworks come in.
Oh, I want to go back to healthy alternatives. I like that phrase because it not only benefits the kids, it gives them experience, you know, outside of their normal classroom. But, you know, really, it keeps them involved, keeps them engaged, and, you know, maybe a little less trouble out there.
Well, it really does. And, you know, one of the things that we know it does is it kind of prevents academic slippage, too. You know, when you're in school every day, you stay sharp, you stay engaged. And when you don't have productive things to do, you kind of lose some of that skill set. So that's one of the reasons the Elyria schools were so interested in working with the city on this, along with our many nonprofit partners that are involved. So everybody brings their best programming to the table, and our kids all benefit from it. So,
and I see, and I was looking here, you mentioned the fireworks that have not been in Elyria since 2008.
Right.
So
right.
They are returning, and I remember when you kind of first announced that you were looking to, you know, raise the money for that. How did that campaign go, and did you think you'd get to this point?
It went really well. You know, I thought it would go well because there seemed to be a demand. People kept saying to me as they would pass me on the street, you know, Mayor Brinda, when are you brought back holiday lights at the holiday time, but we'd really like to see the fireworks return too. So I said, well, you know, we'll try to offer it and give people opportunities to give and see what happens. And certainly, people did rise to the occasion. It, you know, we've got presenting sponsors with Bendix Corporation and United Initiators, both at $5,000, and then many other organizations. 3M and Bob's Tire came in at $2,500. We've got lots of $1,000 and $500 contributors, but I don't want to forget too. We've got you know, everyday citizens who sent in $5 or $2. And that's how we got there. There were literally hundreds of small gifts, and every single gift that we got was needed and appreciated. And that's really what made all this possible. So we were able to, our goal was $45,000, and we've raised a little over $46,000. Actually, it's closer to $47,000. And we had a little bit of a surprise, because when we were negotiating the contract with the fireworks company, I said, you know, it'd be great if you donate a small show to benefit our Cleveland Pops concert, to kind of shake things up a little bit. And they really, Polytechnics out of Indiana, really wanted the work, and they said, okay. So for without spending another dime, we were able to leverage obviously the largest show on the 2nd with a rain date of the 3rd at West Park, but we're also going to be able to offer a small show at the end of our Cleveland Pops concert, and that's scheduled for August 30th with a rain date of September 1st. And we're excited about it, because we're trying to make that event a little bit more family-friendly, meaning we want more young families with children coming. So we have a special treat. We've asked the Superhero of Ohio Kids Organization that was here earlier in the spring to work with us, and they're going to be bringing in 4 superhero fully dressed characters to work with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, and the music is going to be coordinated around a superhero theme, and it will culminate in a fireworks display. So we're going to be attracting superfoods, and we're going to be attracting Elyria restaurants and challenging them to create healthy superfoods for our kids, and we're going to have superheroes wandering around downtown Elyria. So it'll be an interesting event. But the 4th of July, we are having that show on the 2nd. That will be, I really think it's going to be a spectacular show. It's going to be coordinated with music. We really want to make it a family event, so we're calling it the Elyria's Great American Picnic and Fireworks Show. We are offering Elyria restaurants and nonprofits an opportunity to offer food. We'll be having games for families before the fireworks. And also, we're going to be having a band. So we invite people to come out early that evening, starting at 4 o'clock, and bring their blankets or their lawn chairs and listen to some great music. We'll be having Yellow Delicious, the band playing prior to the fireworks, and there'll be plenty of food and games and things for people to do. So we hope they'll join us.
I noticed you have a rain date then for the 4th of July. No rain date, though, for the Pops?
We do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, the rain date is September 1st for the Pops. So it's scheduled for August 30th with a rain date of September 1st. And the Independence Day fireworks is scheduled for the 2nd with a rain date of the 3rd. And again, the fireworks are, we chose a weekday because it does help the city save on overtime costs, and we're able to offer a larger show that way. So we went with the 2nd with a rain date of the 3rd. And we did choose West Park again. The city had fireworks at West Park one other time. And the reason it was moved from Cascade to West Park was that the event had grown so large that there was a concern, unless the exits and entrances were improved and enlarged a bit, that if there was an unfortunate situation, it would be difficult to vacate people. So our police department prefers that larger flat ground on West Park. That's not to say it'll never return to Cascade. We have talked with the Metro Parks. They will be taking over the operation of Cascade Park in January of 2015, and there'll be some improvements made, including, we hope, sort of an amphitheater setting down there. So that may open it up for future opportunities. But for the meantime, right now, the safest place to do it with the most room and the best lighting is West Park. So.
And with a lot of information changing all the time, I know people can go to your website at cityofelyria.org, but I notice you also have a Facebook page that is maybe managed by many different people, but a lot of information, a great picture of the fireworks up there. And that is, it comes up on Facebook as Elyria, Ohio-Citizens.
Mm-hmm. It's the Elyria Citizens page. And actually, the city didn't start that page, but we were invited to help program it when I took office a couple of years ago. So we do post a lot of information on that page. And whenever I have a blog, so if people are looking for information like this, they can go to our website and click on the mayor's blog. But then that's also cross-linked to the Elyria Citizens page, too. So we try to update all of that at least once a week.
The Cleland Pops Orchestra, are they cool with fireworks?
They're very cool with
all
it.
Right.
It was interesting because when we brought up the idea of changing it up a bit with both superheroes and fireworks, we weren't sure what kind of reaction we would get. But they were very excited about it. They were excited about doing something a little bit different. So.
Well, a lot of those superhero movies and things, there's a lot of orchestral music that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of fits well with something like
yeah,
that. It's
absolutely.
A fun way kind of to sort of round out the end of summer. Of course, during the summer months, there's a lot of construction going on. Anything in the Elyria area that we should be noticing or looking
well,
at?
We are starting our very large construction project with ODOT. It's the reconfiguration of the Route 57 and elimination of the 49th Street Bridge. That's a 24-month project that's just starting. We have an introductory meeting with the property owners that will be most affected by it initially next Tuesday. So you're going to start seeing equipment starting to assemble out there. And we just ask for people's patience. It's one of those projects where there'll be a great improvement in terms of, improving a high crash area out there off of 57 and leading into 90 and the turnpike. But also it's going to open up improved access to the Midway Mall area and some development opportunities. And it's going to make an entrance and exit to the city a lot more attractive. So some short-term inconvenience for some long-term gain there.
Now, another project on the table, the Middle Avenue Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
What's the latest on that?
That will start this fall. People will see a major improvement from Oberlin Avenue all the way up to Broad Street here on Middle Avenue. And that the design plans are all complete, the funding's all in place. So people will see that beginning probably in September or October. And we'll get as much, depending on what the weather's like, this winter we'll get as much done as we can, but it'll be revisited again in the spring. And hopefully that project will be done by the end of next summer.
One other thing, I see you have the city auction tomorrow.
We do.
A couple cars in there, appliances.
Yeah.
What's that? Where does all of this stuff come from?
Well, it comes from a variety of places. The automobiles are often confiscated during investigations, et cetera. And the city does make those available to residents. And I think tomorrow's auction has two of those vehicles. And actually, they're quite nice vehicles. So people who are looking for some sports cars, come out and look. We also try to clean house in all of our departments too, and there's equipment that becomes outdated, and we do offer that up as well.
Is there any dot matrix printers available over there? We have one in our newsroom area that's not working.
Is that right?
Well, I'll tell you what, we could send some stuff over there too to be auctioned off. In fact, we could trade it for this 2001 Mustang GT convertible. 5-speed transmission, custom exhaust. It's got dual spoilers on the back.
Look at you, the salesman right there.
Look at this car.
I told you.
You
never know what you'll find there.
Yeah. Okay. And when does that take place?
Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock mm-hmm. at the maintenance garage on Garden Street, right?
Right.
That's
yeah.
great. Well, I know. I like the after that big winter, we got a view of the square, and when the fountains were turned on, we realized that spring was here, summer would be here soon, and of course the concert started yesterday, I guess,
right.
on the square there as well. So it's summer's alive and well, and the fireworks are coming, and a lot going on in the city of Elyria. Mayor Brenda, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
My pleasure.
Your time.
Thanks so much.